Disenchantment. I stumbled upon the term dark night of the soul. Is this a similar term than this?
Yes, although I'm not, I mean, I'm familiar with the term, but I'm not familiar with the literature. So that whether it's like a dark night of the soul is accompanied by a sense, because disenchantment is also, just using the word nipida in Pali, it's not associated with distress. It's associated with very bright states of mind, very bright states of heart. So, whereas my understanding, which I have no basis for where that perception comes from, the dark night of the soul is a certain feeling of turmoil or almost like an abandonment that is part of a spiritual quest, which I mean certainly in Buddhism there are plenty of opportunities to suffer in different ways, but the experience of nipita in from a, what's translated as disenchantment is not associated with unhappiness or distress. It's a completely bright and wholesome state of being. Because it's sometimes it's really helpful to get to know some of the Pali language or the terminology that is used, because it has very different, different connotations than the words that we use in English. Or even though the English is not, it's not as if it's incorrect, but it doesn't give a full flavor. So, and nipita is a really good example of that, because in English you say disenchantment or disgust even. Those are, quite negative terms. but the flavor of nipita is that the mind is finally starting to disentangle itself from the stress involved with the world of the senses and the world around one and the world of being, and there's a willingness to set that aside, so there's experience of peace and brightness. So so that's a, I mean, it's a very good question, because it's the the English language is sometimes not so helpful, and it is important to get a sense of the what is the original, what's the Buddha pointing to? Because even the word dukkha, I mean, that's you translate it as suffering into, well, that doesn't really get it at all.
Seems like sometimes the Western mentality, and particularly how Western psychology has evolved, is often around these really kind of dark, difficult, obstructive states of mind that, and
Right, and
the
if
language comes from that.
the language comes from that, and somehow if you're not, if it's not dramatic, it's not so interesting. So, which it's just, you could just be really ordinary to be peaceful and happy. Why not?